Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Sfas Emes. The Pasuk tells us when discussing the Avoida and the Yantif of Yom Kippur, V'anisa es nafsoi seichem, one should afflict their nefesh, their soul, B'tisha l'chaydash. On the ninth day of the Chaydash, and the Gemara asks a very simple question. We know Yom Kippur is not on the ninth of the Chaydash. It's not on Tes Tishrei, but it's on Yud Tishrei. On the tenth day of the Chaydash, why does the Pasuk say, V'anisa es nafsoi seichem, B'tisha l'chaydash? And the Gemara very famously learns out that one who eats and drinks an Erev Yom Kippur, the Rabbanu Shel will be mala on him as if he fasted not only on Yom Kippur, but on the day before Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur as well. And the Mefarshim explain that the Avoida of fasting is a lot harder than the Avoida of eating for a mitzvah, and therefore the schar for fasting is greater than the schar for eating. Lefum tzara agra, based on how much tzar, how much pain one goes through, that's how much schar is. And therefore one can eat and drink, and it's a mitzvah for one to eat and drink an Erev Yom Kippur, and nevertheless they receive reward as if they fasted not only on Yom Kippur, but an Erev Yom Kippur as well. And that's why the Mechaber brings down in Shulchan Aruch that one should be marbe besuda, one should have, there's a mitzvah to eat, so much so that the Mishabur brings down one should limit his amount of learning in order to be able to fulfill this mitzvah of eating and making a suda on Yom Kippur. But the Sfas Emes discusses that aside from the mitzvah of just eating, obviously to be able to have kayach, to be able to have strength to fast on Yom Kippur, there's a specific Indian of a suda on Erev Yom Kippur, a festive meal which takes place in Erev Yom Kippur, and the Sfas Emes gives us two explanations for this festive meal which takes place every year in Erev Yom Kippur. The first one is one which is already discussed by earlier sources, by Kadmoinim, and that's based on the Gemara in Tainis, where the Gemara tells us that there's no greater days in the Jewish calendar than the day of Tu B'Av and the day of Yom Kippur. And the day of Tu B'Av is explained by the Mefarshim, by the commentators, why that's a great Yontif. And the day of Yom Kippur is self-understood. We received the Luchas Shnias. We got a second chance to have the Luchas again. Every year we go through that cleansing process, that Tahara process, where Hashem purifies us and gets rid of all the Averis that we've done. It's an opportunity for a Yid to be able to come and wipe his slate clean. And it's one of the greatest days that we have in the whole calendar year. And therefore it would be appropriate to spend Yom Kippur in a festive atmosphere, to spend Yom Kippur in a joyous mood, to spend Yom Kippur eating and drinking and having a suda like we do in every other Yontif, and perhaps even greater than every other Yontif. However, since the Torah tells us that one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, there's a chiv to fast in Yom Kippur, therefore the Mefarshim explain that we move back the tainus, the suda, to celebrate the great Yontif of Yom Kippur from the 10th day to the ninth day to Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore what we're celebrating in Erev Yom Kippur is not just eating to gain strength, but we're celebrating, we're making a suda to celebrate what is going to take place the next day, the great kapara, the great purification process that takes place in Yom Kippur, which makes it the greatest, one of the greatest days on the calendar year. And that's the first explanation, an explanation which is already brought in earlier commentators. Then the Sfas Emes goes on in the year Tafresh Samach Beis and gives us a second explanation, a second reason for this joyous suda that takes place in Erev Yom Kippur. The Sfas Emes says, if we think about it for a moment, when did the tshuva process originally take place? Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, and the Luchos were broken, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael for 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to receive the second set of Luchos. Yet when did the tshuva process, when was it accepted? When was the tshuva process finalized? What day was it finalized? Says the Sfas Emes at Erev Yom Kippur. Why Erev Yom Kippur? He says, let's think about it for a minute. When did the Chet, when did the original Avera take place? It took place on day 39 of Moshe Rabbeinu being in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the first set of Luchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim receiving the first set of Luchos, and on the 39th day, when Klal Yisrael, when the Jewish people mistakenly thought that it was the 40th day, that's when they created the Chet HaEgel, the golden calf, and served an idol in the Machana amongst themselves. They served an idol and created an Avodah Zarah. And that was the 39th day, right before Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down. That was the day when they did the Avera. Says the Sfas Emes, why did the Avera take place in the 39th day and not any other day? Why didn't the Satan try to get them to do Avodah Zarah in some other way on another day? Says the Sfas Emes, because what the Yetzer Hara does is the Yetzer Hara sees as soon as he's about to be obliterated, as soon as he's about to be wiped out, as soon as the Yetzer Hara sees that a Jew or all of the Jewish nation is going to be menatzech, victorious against him, the Yetzer Hara gets a surge of energy and tries to fight back with everything he has in his arsenal, all the tools that he has in order to get us to trip and to fall and not to allow us to reach that victorious state of being close to Hashem. Therefore, the Yetzirah, the Satan, saw that we were one day away from receiving the first set of luchais, receiving the greatest gift that humanity can ever receive, the Torah, b'shvil Torah shenikra reishis. This is the reason, the creation of the world, the Yetzirah saw, we're about to receive the Torah, and right before, one short day before we're going to receive the Torah from the Rabbanu Shalom, the luchais which are written, kaviyachal by Hashem, the Yetzirah does everything he could to stop us. And he creates a rumor, a false rumor, that Moshe Rabbeinu has died and convinces us that Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer with us and we need a new leader and it's worthwhile for us to create an Egel Azav. He gets us to fall and to trip on day 39. Says the Sfas Emes, when we went through that tshuva process, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened for us, and Klal Yisrael davened for themselves and did the tshuva process, and we went through that purification process, it was only finalized on day 39. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on day 40 with the luchais, that was on Yom Kippur. But it was on day 39 when Klal Yisrael went through an asayin again, Klal Yisrael went through a test and a challenge again, that the Yetzirah was putting us through to try to stop us from receiving the second set of luchas, and we overcame that test and that challenge, it was only then that the tshuva process was finally complete. And although we don't find in the Torah, we don't find in the Chumash any specific incident, any story where the Yetzer Hara is trying to get us to fail the second time around, says the Sfas Emes, it has to be that the Yetzer Hara is trying to get us to fall and fail again. Because that's what the Yetzer Hara's job is. That as soon as he sees us being almost victorious, as soon as he sees that he's down on the ground, he's being slaughtered, he's being obliterated by the Jewish people who are doing what they're supposed to do, who are becoming close to Hashem, the Yetzer Hara sticks his neck out and tries to get us to fall as much as possible. And therefore, the second time around on day 39, when we withheld and we stood up to the pressure of the Yetzer Hara and were able to push through day 39, unlike we did the first time, we were able to prove that we're loyal servants of Hashem and we're not going to get tripped by the Atzas Yetzer Hara, by the advice of the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to make us fall. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, what we're celebrating on Erev Yom Kippur is the tshuva which took place on Erev Yom Kippur. We normally think that the tshuva process was completed on Yom Kippur. Says the Sfas Emes, the real tshuva took place on Erev Yom Kippur. Like we know Chazal explained to us that if a person wants to know that his tshuva is complete, he needs to go through the same challenge, the same temptation, the same nisayan, and overcome the temptation. And when we on Erev Yom Kippur the second time around were able to withstand all the temptations and all of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, and we're able to push through and reach that day of Yom Kippur, we're able to reach the completion of our tshuva process, and we're able to receive the second set of luchais. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, it's appropriate for us to be celebrating the victory that we had in Erev Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, this Sfas Emes is important for us to understand the joy of Erev Yom Kippur, but it also teaches us an integral lesson about the ways of the Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer Hara sees us being successful, and the Yetzer Hara sees us doing well, that is the moment that he begins to attack. Many, many times people feel like, okay, it's Elul, it's Aser Yisrael Tshuva, I'm trying to do better, and everything's coming against me. I'm trying to become a better Jew, I'm trying to be a better Eved Hashem. These are the 10 days of the year I'm supposed to be working on myself, and it's not working. It's not working. Suddenly, as I get up and I try to become better, suddenly everything in the world is coming against me. And a person needs to be able to look at that and recognize that those tests and those temptations which are coming to make the person fall is the greatest sign that the person's being successful. It's not a sign that you're failing when you have temptations which are new temptations which you didn't have before the Aser Yisrael Tshuva. On the contrary, the fact that you're dealing with a stronger level of temptation and a stronger level of test is the greatest proof that the Yetzer Hara feels that he's about to be wiped out, and therefore he's giving it all he has in order to be able to make you fall. And therefore a person needs to take chizik and take strength from the fact that he's dealing with those temptations and with those tests, and be able to say, yeah, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be victorious. And even if I fell the first time and I missed the luchas, the first set of luchas, by the second set of luchas, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to ensure that I'm able to push through and I'm able to overcome the Yetzer Hara who wants me to fall and wants me to trip and wants me not to be successful in wiping him out. Hashem should help us. It was Yubizaycha. To a tshuva shleima this Yom Kippur, we should be zeichet to a pure tshuva, and Mitzvah Hashem be able to celebrate an Erev Yom Kippur, the ultimate battle over the Yetzer Hara. We should be zeichet that to reach Mashiach, the Geula Shleima, where the Rabbanu Shem will shech the Yetzer Hara for once and for all, and we won't need a deal with all of his tricks and all of his strategies to make us fall. Have a great Yom Kippur and a great Shabbos.